Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we praise you. Hallelujah. With everything that's going on, you have to ask yourself, whose report will you believe? There's a whole lot of them out there, too. But you have to make up in your mind which one of them you're going to believe. Either you're going to believe the one coming from the left side, or you're going to believe the report of the Lord. You're going to believe the one on the right side, or you're going to believe the report of the Lord. You have to decide whose report will you believe. Brother Tony, I've decided I'm not even going to believe my own report. Amen. Because I found out there's breaches in my report. There's areas in my report that are called gray areas that ain't going to turn out right. But if I believe the report of the Lord, then I have confidence to believe that whatever God said, as long as I'm where he wants me to be and doing what he wants me to do, he is going to bring it to pass. Amen. What I like about God making things happen, they can't be overturned. How many hear me? They can't be stopped. They can't be torn apart. So I think I want God to do it. Amen. As we read this story in the 30th chapter in the first verse, it's talking about David. He was in a situation. It came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south of Ziklag, had smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire, and had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. Now we notice that they were out doing the will of the Lord. Amen. A lot of times you will do the will of God and you will suffer casualties. It ain't never going to go the way you want it to go. There's always going to be something that's going to cause you some kind of anguish. But the victory is in knowing that you have the ability of God in you, that you can stir up the gift, that you can change your attitude and you can change your position in the situation, knowing that if you put yourself in the right place with God, that God is going to be there to do what? To strengthen you and to encourage you and to uplift you and to fortify you. But we have to understand that. So as they were out doing what they were supposed to do. And in the meanwhile, their little town was being invaded. They were being invaded by the Amalekites, had invaded the south in Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with what? With fire. Sometimes you're going to go through the fire. You're going to go through the fire and it gets real hot. Either sometimes you'll feel like you've been tossed into a fiery furnace, or you'll feel like somebody just put coals upon you. But you're going to go through the fire. That's why the word of God says, think it not strange, the fiery trial that you will go through, that you're subjected to. Not just fire, but fiery, meaning that it's going to be hotter than what you expect it to be. That means in the process of being hot, it's going to get hotter. That means in the process of trouble coming, there's going to be more trouble. What that's letting you know is, now that even though you may have financial trouble, now you're going to have physical trouble. If you got physical and financial trouble, now you're going to have some kind of spiritual trouble. It's letting you know that it's fiery, that it's going to continue to get hotter, and the trouble is going to continue to rise. But God has given us victory over it, because he said if we believe and trust in him, there is no weapon that will be able to be formed against us. We have to be, he said, if I be for you, now this is what God said, if I be for you, God said, if I be for you, who can be against you? Well, we're getting ready to find out, because we have to understand there are troubles, there are trials. There's no way around it. There's only one way that you ain't never going to have another trial or any more trouble, and that you leave here. And I'm not ready to giddy up yet. I have some things God done promised me that I think I want to lay hold to. Amen. I want to see the blessings of God, men of God. I want to see the blessings of God. Not because I done been through a lot, but because God is who he is. So they burned it with fire. And then it said, they take the women captives, and therein they slew them not, either great or small, and carried them away. And see, the strange thing about this is, normally when they go into a camp, they kill everybody. They kill everybody, but they didn't kill none of the women. Whether they were old or whether they were young or in the middle age, they kept all the women alive. What is he saying? What is this word saying? This word is telling us that you're going to go through the fire. You're going to go through trials. You're going to go through tribulations. There's going to be situations in your life, but you can't allow yourself to be held captive. See, when it took the women captive, remember, in the Bible, women always represent church. Amen. So it wants to hold you. You are the church. This building ain't the church. That building ain't the church. You are the church. So the trial wants to come into your life and separate you from your praise and your worshiping God so it can hold you captive. Amen. But you have to understand that you can only be held captive if you allow yourself to be captive. You first have to understand that there is no victory without trial. We always want victory, but we don't want to go through nothing. I don't know about you. I'm here. So they took all the women. Didn't slay none of them. So here comes David. They went out on this glorious war path. They done tore up some stuff. Feeling good about themselves. Excited. I mean, they're singing songs, excited, you know, looking at all the spoils and stuff they got. And then when they get back and look down at the camp, everything is gone and the camp is burning. You ever been there? You done paid your tithe. You done gave your offering. You done did your free goodwill stuff. You done prayed. You done fasted. You done sought God. And then when you turn around, seem like the bottom done dropped out. And you're trying to figure out, what is this? Then you tell God, wait a minute. Now, you're almost afraid to really confront him. But you are saying yourself, I done did this. I've been faithful in a few things. I've been to church when I was sick. I gave money when I didn't have nothing to give. Lord God, what's going on here? Well, it's just the trying of your faith. It's the trying of your faith. See, what we fail to remember is that we always ask God for stuff. We tell God stuff that we forget we told him. We tell God stuff like, Lord, if you get me out of this one, I'm going to praise you every day. We tell God, if you give me peace, Lord God, I'm going to call out your name. I'm going to give you an hour of prayer every day. See, we tell God this stuff. We get so excited about the blessing of God, the finance coming in. We go, oh, man, Lord God, you don't never have to worry about me giving to you. Yeah, Lord, you done healed. Man, you healed my body. Every time I get a chance, I'm going to shout. See, we say these things to God, and then we think he forgets. It's quiet in this house. We think he forget we done made them promises. Especially on New Year's Eve. I call it Liar's Eve. Every New Year's Eve I lie. Meant well, but I lie. Lord God, this the new year. I'm going to fast 2 days out of every week. Never made it the first day. Lord, this is the new year. I'm not going to do those things I did last year. The week ain't even flipped and I'm already in it. We have to be careful about the promises that we make. Sometimes you can do good, but there's always going to be trouble in your life. The Bible says it rains on the just and the unjust. Sometimes it just ain't no way around it. You just have to know how to praise him in spite of the circumstance, how to glorify him in spite of how you feel, how to worship him in spite of what's going on in your life. And I guarantee you, you'll find out that the storm ain't as bad as it used to be. Remember when we were kids, it'd be raining and lightning and doing all kind of stuff, and you'd be out there playing in it. Mama be hollering, you better get in here, you're going to get hit by lightning. You're like, whatever. You run all up and down the street soaking wet. Know you're going to be sick the next day. Then you got the nerve to take your shoes off. We used to get cardboard. When the streets get flooded, we used to purposely block up the drains so that the streets would flood. Then we get our big cardboard. We go to the door and get our big cardboard, and we line up on this end, and we get a running start, and we'll get that slide board, and we just slide. Why? Because the storm was not that important to us. It was something, it was the frame of mind that we had that the storm wasn't that bad. Well, now that we're born again and we got all this anointing and all this power in our lives, now the storm is aggravating. That's why the Bible says if we have faith as a little child. Amen. So David gets back. Looked at the city. The city is burned with fire. Their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. You notice when they talked about when they first took them, they never mentioned the sons. All they mentioned was the women. Because it wanted you to understand that the enemy wants to destroy the church in you. He comes to destroy the church in you. But you got to let the fire mold you. And the fire shape you. Fire is tribulation and trial and circumstance and stuff that we go through. Anxiety and distress and folks hate you and persecute, talk about you and afflict you. You got to have faith in God. Amen. So they done took them captives. They took their daughters, were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. They cried till they didn't have nothing left. They were crying because their families was gone. David was crying because he knew what was about to happen. He already knew. You already know when trouble coming your way. You can sense trouble. It stands out. You know, it's like my mother used to always say when she thought it was going to rain, her knee was hurting. My knee hurting. It's getting ready to rain. And I used to walk. I used to say, Mama crazy, y'all. Mama crazy. I love her, but Mama crazy. She said her knee hurting. And it sure rained. And then later on, I found out in science that moisture, certain moisture in the air creates certain friction in your joints. So she did know. But you have to understand who you are in God so that when the enemy comes in, like a flood, God can raise up a standard against it. But you have to understand. So David's praising them. They crying out and they screaming. Oh, and you have to recognize something else. David had two wives. David had two wives. He wailed and he said, they didn't just take one, Brother Chet. They took both of them. So he was not very happy. And David's two wives were taken captive. My Lord. Ananoam and Jezreelitess. And Abigail, the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed. My God. Not just distressed, but greatly distressed. For now, the rubber hits the road. Now the people want to stone him. My God. He done led them into battle after battle after battle. They've been victorious over giants and over all kind of stuff. Following this man as he led them through the battles and they've won. They've been blessed. Now, one mistake. Let's stone him. Well, that's a good idea, Brother Andy. Let's stone him. He don't deserve to live. If we hadn't have been doing the will of God, see, because he was only doing what God had told him to do. If we hadn't have been doing the will of God, we wouldn't have missed out. This wouldn't have happened to us. But it's going to happen. But you have to realize, I tell you again, who you are in God. You have to know who God is in you. And you have to know that regardless of the weapon, it don't have power over you. Regardless of the circumstance, it does not have power over you. You have power over it. But it's the way you think that gives you the power that you need to be over it. If you got stinking thinking where you always putting things down and you say, well, it ain't going to work. Oh, woe is me. Then that's exactly what you got coming. But if you can say to yourself, Lord God, I thank you because I know there's a blessing coming out of this. Lord God, I thank you because I know something. something great is going to happen out of this. Lord God, I thank you because I know you're going to open up the windows of heaven and pour me a blessing out of this, regardless of how bad it is. I know that, Lord. You know, it's like as soon as the storm lifts, the storm is gone, there's a beautiful rainbow. You have to realize when the storm is gone, there's going to be something beautiful sitting there for you, something that God has promised you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. That's stoning. Because all the soul, all the people was grieved. Come on, we gonna have to take it out on somebody. We were with him, but we didn't have nothing to do with it. We were out fighting just like he was, but we didn't have nothing to do with it. So we just gonna stone him. This comes a time when you have to accept responsibility for your own actions. You can't get delivered or set free unless you do. Amen. So every man is sons for his daughters. So people spake of stoning him because the soul of all the people was grieved. Every man for his sons and for his daughters. Man, they were ready to do him in real bad. But the Bible says this is what you got to do. It may be storming over you. You ever been out there walking sometimes and the only place it was raining was where you was walking? That ain't never happened to none of y'all, huh? I got scared, Sister Nancy. I was on one side of the street and it was raining and I looked on the other side and it was dry. I said, oh my God, I'm too young to go to hell. There was no rain over there. Sun was shining just as pretty and it was just rain. It was pouring on my side of the street. Because God is in control of every circumstance. In every situation, why do you think he gives us that scripture that I don't like? I love the word of God, but I'm not particularly sweet on this one. I'll put no more on you than that which you can bear. I love the word of God, but I'm not too particularly sweet on that because I'm trying to figure out how much do he expect me to carry? How much do you think I can hold up? But then he hits me with the word again. You're not supposed to be holding up anyway. I said, take all your burdens unto the Lord. Jesus said, bring all your burdens unto me. So that means we're not supposed to be carrying them anyway. So we have to give it to him. And this is what David did. David encouraged himself. My God, the word encouraged means strengthen. So instead of being sad, he got glad because he realized that out of all this catastrophe, the blessing of God was still going to flow. He remembered that even though they took the children, he still had his God. In spite of the circumstance, he still had God. In spite of the pain, he still had God. In spite of the distress, he still had God. I'm here to tell you today, regardless of what you're going through, regardless of how you feel, regardless of your distance, you still have the Lord on your side. God said, I'll fight your battle for you. But there comes a time when you have to recognize that you've got to get out of the way and submit yourself unto the Lord and let God have his way. David strengthened himself. He encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. I like that, Lord, his God, because he wants you to know. Here's something you probably didn't know. When you think about Old Testament and you hear Lord our God, you immediately think about Father God. But he's talking about Jesus. Oh, I saw a look on some of y'all faces when I said that. Yeah, he's talking about Jesus. Don't you know Jesus was in Genesis? Before Genesis? In Genesis? Huh? He was in Leviticus and Jeremiah and Elijah and every book of the Bible, Jesus was in it. Here we go. Look at the word Lord. The word Lord is translated Jehovah. It means creator of all things. Oh my God. The word God, and he said his God. The word God is Elohim. Elohim is God the Son, the living word with creature form to create. What he's saying is he was giving praise and glory to his God who he knew created all things. He was saying, David said, if my God created all things, he can give me back what they took. If my God is the creator, if he is the owner and the author of all things, which he is the author and the finisher of my faith, that means everything that they took, he's going to give it back to me. So he began to strengthen himself. He got happy about it because he knew that God was going to give him everything back. You have to understand that God will give you everything that the canker run and the caterpillar has tried to devour, God will give it back to you. But you got to remember who you are in God. You got to remember that God called you, God chose you, God brought you forth. And you got to remember that you got to give him praise all the time. You can't give him praise when things are going good. You got to give him praise when things are going bad. You got to praise God on a continual basis. I got news for you. If you learn to do it, you'll find out that the presence of God will always be in your midst. You'll find out when it seems like hell is going all around you, the peace of God will be up on your mind. When trouble is trying to suck you down, you'll find out that the glory of the living God is giving you strength and leaving you joy that you can make it. When they talk about you, you'll see, hey, that don't bother me. They you know what? They talked about Jesus too. What's the little saying we used to say? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but... I'm about to close because I'm about to explode. David encouraged himself. Amen. Let's go down and see what God did here on here. Go down to the. Oh, my God. Where we at? Let's go down to verse 15. And David said to him, cast thou. Bring me down to this company. And he said, swear unto me by God that thou will neither kill me nor deliver me into the hands of my master, and I will bring thee down to this company. And when he had brought them down there, they were spread abroad upon all the earth, eating and drinking, dancing, because all the great spoil they had taken out of the land of the Philistines and out of the land of Judah. And David smote them. Listen to me. And David smote them from the twilight even until the evening of the next day. When he started out, he had 600 men. When he finally got to where they were, he only had 200. Because God was saying, I want to prove you something. I want to let you know that it's not going to be you doing it, but it's going to be me doing it. Sometimes God's got to take things out of your life in order to produce the blessing in your life. He wants you to know that it's not you that's doing it, but it's him doing it. Huh? It's not your power, but it's his power. It's not your glory, but it's his glory. It's not your intelligence, but it's the wisdom of God. He smote from twilight to sundown. And see, that's a miracle in itself. You ever watch them thing of folks fight? Can you imagine fighting like that with swords from twilight to sundown? That's got to be what, 12 hours, something like that? Continuous fighting. And not getting tired. Not growing weary. Because not only is God there with him fighting the battle, but God is in him, strengthening him, giving the ability and the power. God will give you the power to withstand anything that comes your way. God will give you ability that you may resist the enemy. You can keep going. This is not our battle. It belongs to God. And as soon as we can turn it loose, God will start fighting it for us. Whose report are you going to believe? I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. Though I be tired, I'm still going to believe the report of the Lord. Money ain't right, I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. Tired in my spirit, I'm still going to believe the report of the Lord. Because as long as I keep believing the report of the Lord, God, Jehovah, the creator of all things, he's going to bring forth that in my spirit that I need. He's going to bring forth that in my flesh that I desire. And he's going to give me that I, oh my God. Hallelujah. Because all I got to do is what? Keep seeking first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. And anything I can add, he's going to search my heart and he's going to add it unto me. Come on and give God some praise. Everybody stand. Whose report will you believe? Hallelujah. I'm telling you now, it ain't easy to believe the report of the Lord sometimes. Trouble gets strong. Trouble mess with your mind. Don't let you sleep at night because you're thinking about all the stuff you got to deal with the next day. They made that song, Take One Day at a Time. I'm still working on that one, my brother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
For time is not an essence to me, said God. For I work in every area of your life all the time. yea, from morning until night. Yea, I'm working, and yea, I'm into the next day, said God, that thou know not of. But when you hold on to my unchanging hand, yea, I will lead you, and I will guide you through the darkness. I will guide you through the wilderness. I will guide you through every trial and persecution that you face, because I've already paid the price for your escape, said God. And yea, when you hold on to me, you have the escape. When you hold on to me, you have the victory. When you hold on to me, you have all the provision that I have made for thee. And nothing shall be lost, but much shall be gained, said God. Lift up my name and praise me now, and lift me up again and again. Yea, in every circumstances mean again, said God. Lift me up in this trial, lift me up in that trial, and see don't I'm still the same God. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. Did I not bring you from the past out of your trials and out of your persecution to this present time, said God? Am I not present with thee right now, said God? Am I not able to bring you out of this trial and out of this persecution, said God? I'm not a God that I should lie, nor the son of man that I should repent. Yeah, I have said I will deliver thee, and I'm a strong deliverer in this time and in this hour. So praise me now, said God, and lift me up and glorify my name. For I shall glorify myself in my people when they lift up my name. For I'm a great God, and there's none like me, said God. For I love my people, and yeah, I care for my people, and yeah, ye are my people. So praise me and be my people, and lift me up, and I shall be thy God, said God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, my Shatakosha. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, I praise you today. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Great and mighty God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. My God, if you're in here today and you have not given your heart and life to the Lord, if you would like to give your heart and life to the Lord, I want you to come stand across this front. If you're not ashamed and you want to make him your Savior, come stand across the front. Hallelujah, yes, Lord.